Most critical mass bike rides are held on the final Friday of the month. That's also the case in Macomb, where bicyclists gather at around 5:30 in the afternoon at the Chandler Park Fountain. While waiting for the ride to start, I talked to Will Terrell of Colchester. I thought he might be in charge, but he said that is not the case. He says critical mass is an informal gathering without an organizer. Nonetheless, Will gave a bit of a pep talk before the ride began.
Welcome to Critical Mass. We ride around the streets of Macomb to show the drivers of Macomb that they need to watch out for the cyclists of Macomb. We deserve to be on the road and we deserve to be respected. But we also ride to have fun, to meet other cyclists of Macomb, and to occupy the streets together.
One of Will's buddies is Connor Shields. He also lives in Colchester, and like Will, he's been doing the monthly critical mass rides in Macomb for close to a year.
Hope more people come every month. Hope to see more bike riders all the time in Macomb.
But this time around, the turnout was not exactly a critical mass. At around 5:45, Will, Connor, me, and three others, that's right, a total of six bicyclists, hit the streets. We took a lap around the courthouse square, then wove through the streets of Macomb, mostly on the southeast side of town. Car drivers passing by seemed to respect our group and gave us a wide berth as we pedaled along. The ride proved Will's point. No one is in charge of a critical mass event. We rode around with no predetermined route. Bicyclists simply took turns yelling out which direction to go.
Take a left!
So Connor, yeah. How much bike riding do you do normally?
Oh, I do some occasional long rides with Will, and then sometimes I'll bike into town, and I always enjoy biking around Colchester in the evening time.
Connor says he especially enjoys riding the hilly road that winds around Argyle Lake State Park in Colchester.
That's one of my favorite routes. Our record is four laps around. But it's like a roller coaster in the woods.
Our ride around Macomb was much more relaxing. There were no challenging hills. The pace was leisurely. The conversation, like the ride, flowed easily. Janet Furman of Macomb says those are reasons why she enjoys the critical mass rides.
I don't ride my bike long distances. I only ride it on errands around town. And I can still do critical mass very comfortably.
That's what we want. We want anybody to be able to ride with us. It's a comfortable ride for anybody. Kids?
Yeah.
This particular day was a good one for biking. The sky was clear, temps were in the 70s, and there was little, if any, breeze. As we rode back toward the downtown, Will said he'd like to see more bike lanes and bike paths in the region, but he feels the area's roads are generally good for anyone who wants to bicycle.
I mean, we have great roads throughout the whole county, and if you live in Macomb, it's just a no-brainer. It's awesome getting around on bikes in this town.
After about 30 minutes of meandering around town, we pedal back onto the courthouse square for a final lap.
Victory lap!
And then it's back to where we began, at the Chandler Park Fountain. Will is already looking forward to future rides.
I would love for this to get to be a really big thing. I mean, ideally, we have 50 to 100 people each month, just as a way to meet more cyclists and meet more people that are interested in riding bikes around this area.
But no matter how many people show up, Will says the critical mass bike rides are fun, and he says the rides will continue in Macomb on the final Friday of each month throughout the year. Riding along for Illinois Public Radio, I'm Rich Egger.